From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Toyota's president is apologizing for all of the problems of late with the automaker's cars, trucks, and SUVs. Toyota admits design flaws with the brakes on its new Prius hybrids amid mounting complaints in the U.S. and Japan. It's also working to fix millions of vehicles worldwide with faulty gas pedals, a potentially dangerous flaw. At a news conference this morning, Akio Toyota said dealers are working long hours to repair the recalled vehicles.
I'm trying to do this work as soon as possible and with cooperation of our employee and our supplier and the dealers.
Toyota has stopped selling 8 models in the U.S. Despite a drop in the nation's jobless rate, stocks are mixed on Wall Street. The Labor Department says unemployment fell to 9.7% in January. That's down from December's rate of 10%. President Obama is meeting with small business owners in suburban Maryland today. It's part of his effort to create more jobs in the U.S. economy. NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
Mr. Obama's meeting in Lanham, Maryland, comes just after the government said the unemployment rate unexpectedly dropped below 10% last month. The Labor Department says the jobless rate fell to 9.7% in January. That's a 5-month low, suggesting that the labor market is slowly improving. But the economy is still shedding jobs. A separate survey shows employers cut 20,000 jobs last month. Mr. Obama is under pressure to help boost employment. Small businesses are a main source of job creation. So after his meeting in Lanham, he is widely expected to announce plans to ask Congress to temporarily widen 2 lending programs aimed at expanding credit for them. The move comes a few days after the president proposed using billions from the bank bailout fund to boost lending to small businesses. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The snowplows are loading up and rolling out along much of the East Coast today. A major winter storm is moving in, expected to dump up to 2 feet of snow in places like Washington, D.C. and Baltimore. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
New York, Philadelphia, Newark, and Baltimore. Airport officials in these cities are all pretty much saying the same thing.
It's all hands on deck as we await what Mother Nature intends to send our way.
That's Jonathan Dean, spokesman for Baltimore's BWI Airport, which is expecting up to 2 feet of snow, according to the National Weather Service. Dean says the airport is about as ready as it can be.
The airport has snow teams on hand. We're hoping for the best, but preparing for the worst.
Hundreds of flights have already been canceled at BWI and at other major mid-Atlantic airports, with delays expected all throughout the weekend. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
On Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. At last check, the Dow was down 31, the Nasdaq up 2. This is NPR News from Washington. Scientists are blaming a strong El Niño weather pattern that started in the Pacific Ocean for triggering an especially wet and stormy time in the U.S. this year. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
Scientists say it's the strongest El Niño since the winter of 1997-98. The weather pattern starts with warmer than usual sea surface temperatures in the western Pacific that move east and change atmospheric heating. That pulls jet streams, high-altitude streams of fast-moving air, farther south, and that causes wet and stormy weather in California and the Southwest. Meteorologists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say there's no evidence that the strong El Niño is related to climate change. The El Niño is likely to continue for another month or two, with colder than normal temperatures in the southeast, warmer temperatures in the north, and more rain in the west. One benefit this year, less drought in the southwest. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
2 car bombs targeting pilgrims outside the holy city of Karbala today have killed more than 24 people. Dozens more have been wounded. These are the latest in a string of attacks against Shiites walking to Karbala as part of a religious procession that culminated today. Haiti's government has now charged 10 Baptist missionaries with kidnapping. The group tried to take 33 children out of the country after last month's deadly earthquake, believing all had been orphaned or abandoned. A judge in Haiti says the group lacked sufficient paperwork when it tried to cross the border into the Dominican Republic. A State Department spokesman says the U.S. would be open to other legal channels for the missionaries, most of whom are from a pair of churches in Idaho. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.